It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today we have an exciting study for you from the book of Colossians. We're on a verse-by-verse study and journeying through the book of Colossians. We are in chapter 2, and today we come to my favorite portion of the whole book. It begins with verse 13 when Paul says, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ." This is one of the most important facts to understand about salvation, friend. You were dead in your sins when God made the decision to make you alive with Christ. It wasn't any good thing you did. It wasn't your good deeds or your good works or even that God knew you would one day be good. Paul told us in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrated his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So here in Colossians, Paul tells us, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. Just as Christ rose from the dead after 3 days and three nights, you and I go through a spiritual resurrection when we believe upon Jesus Christ as our Savior. And then he says here, he forgave us all our sins. Have you ever done anything in your life you just wish you had never done? Have you ever made a mistake or perhaps said something and you thought, "Wow, I wish I would have never done that"? I've got good news for you today. God forgave every sin you ever committed and every sin you will ever commit. It was placed upon Jesus Christ at the cross, and he forgave us all our sin. The sins of the past and the sins of the present were placed upon Jesus Christ when he died upon the cross. Now, how did he forgive all of our sins? Verse 14 is so important. It says, "Having canceled the written code with its regulations that stood against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross." I've often said that the Bible is a book that contains two religions, the religion of Judaism, which had 613 commandments, not just the 10, those are just the top 10, but 613 commandments in what we call the Torah or the law. Now, the old covenant was based upon your perfect obedience. How good did you have to be? Jesus said it, "Be ye perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect." Do you know who the greatest teacher of the law was? It was Jesus Christ. He came preaching the law. It wasn't until the Apostle Paul comes along that God began to reveal the new covenant of grace, which opened the door for us Gentiles to come into the family of God. So what did God do? He forgave us all of our sins. How did he do it? He canceled the written code with its regulations that stood against us and stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Now, when I tell you the Bible is a book that contains two religions, it has Judaism, which relates to God based on performance, 613 commandments, and then it has the new covenant of grace, which depends totally upon the performance of Jesus Christ on the cross. God knew that you and I would never be good enough to be able to keep the law and get to heaven under our performance. So what did he do? He sent Jesus to live a perfect life, a spotless life, and he died upon the cross, taking all the sins I would ever commit, and he had the judgment of God upon him for my sin. The teaching of Paul here in Colossians is one of the most important teachings you will ever embrace. This teaching in Colossians 2 revolutionized my life. To understand that my sins have all been forgiven. And how did he do it? He canceled the written code. That's 613 commandments that he put in the old covenant, which declared you and I guilty on a daily basis, has now been canceled. And look what verse 14 says about that old covenant, the written code. It says this, "It was against us and it stood opposed to us. What's really sad is so many Christians today embrace this covenant of the law. They try to relate to God based on their performance, not realizing that old covenant was against you. It was never written to bring you righteousness. It was meant to show you your own unrighteousness. The law would reveal sin in our life and point us to a need for our Savior, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul would say to the Galatians in Galatians 2:21, he says, "I do not set aside the grace of God," that's this new covenant, "for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." Every year when the high priest would go in on the day of Yom Kippur, he would offer the sacrifice for the sins of Israel, and God would forgive their sin. And then the process would start all over again. They would sin, and they would need atonement to the Father for their sins. Look how the writer of Hebrews put it in Hebrews chapter 10. He said, "The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Now look what he said in verse 9. In verse 9 he said, "Then he said, 'Here I am to do your will.' He sets aside the first," that's the old covenant, "to establish the second." That's this new covenant of grace through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice upon the cross. And look what he says now in verse 10. "And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." So here in Colossians chapter 2, when Paul says, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins." You need to understand, friend, he took care of the sins, past, present, and future. Jesus died for them and paid for them on the cross, and then he canceled that written code of the law that would accuse you and cause you to come under condemnation by the devil. See, the only weapon Satan really has against you is to condemn you with the law. That's why he's called the accuser of the brethren. He points out your faults and your failures, and he tries to bring you down with the law. But friend, when you come to understand what Jesus did for you on the cross, that he canceled the written code, he forgave all your sins, and now he gives you grace, which teaches us to say no to sin and all ungodliness, and it enables us to live out the Christian life. This is the most powerful message I believe you can grasp that is life-changing, and you will really see a difference when you begin to understand this new covenant of grace. That's why Paul can say in Romans chapter 8, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life," that's the new covenant of grace, "set us free from the law of sin and death." That's the old covenant that depended on your performance. So Paul is saying here, he canceled the written code that was against us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. That's why I say a funny thing happened on the way to the cross. The law got nailed. When Jesus was hanging upon the cross that day, 2,000 years ago, I want you to understand that on that cross was also nailed the law, that system of relating to God based on your performance, because Christ was the end of the law. Even to this very day, the Jewish people, through the religion of Judaism, still try to relate to Christ through that law, that old covenant, trying to be good enough. and atone for their sins. But Paul would write in Romans chapter 10, he said, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge." Now look what he said in verse 3. "Since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness." And then he says, "Christ is the end of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes." That's why Paul says here in Colossians, "Having canceled the written code that was against us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross." Do you remember what happened on the day Jesus was crucified? The Bible tells us that the veil of the temple was ripped from top to bottom. That veil separated the Jewish people in the temple from God who was inside the Holy of Holies. And God tore that veil from top to bottom, because he did the ripping, to show them, just come in. Come in now. No longer will I accept the sacrifices of bulls and rams and all this, because now Christ is one sacrifice for all mankind, for whosoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life. That, my friend, is the new covenant of grace. It's based on your faith that God gives you and his grace that enables us to come to him. Verse 15 is a powerful statement. It says, "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." He's talking about the devil here and all the powers of darkness. What happened? He disarmed them. He took away their weapons. What was their weapon? The law. Satan would accuse mankind with the law. But again, we learned in Romans the 8th chapter, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set us free from that law of sin and death. Satan, my friend, he's been disarmed, and God made a public spectacle of him, triumphing over him by the cross. Now let me wind this up today. Begin with verse 16. It's the therefore verse. That means God's going to say something heavy. I've made all this statement to make my point. Now here's my point. This is what he says. "Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival." He's talking here about the seven feasts of Israel. "A new moon celebration or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ." You see, friend, that old covenant, it was a shadow. It was a shadow pointing to Jesus Christ, where God would take away our sins and he would give us this new covenant of grace. I hope you've grasped what we've shared today, because I truly believe this is one of the most important messages any Christian can ever come to understand. Might be something you want to listen to again. Go by our podcast, and all the programs are online, and you can listen to this again and again till you get it in your spirit. It's that important, my friend, to understand that we're in a new covenant of grace. All our sin, past, present, and future, it's been nailed to the cross when Christ died for my sins. And I now relate to God based on what Jesus did on the cross in this new covenant of grace. I so appreciate you joining me today on the program. I'd love to hear from you this week. Go by our website at weneedgod.com. Drop me an email and let me know where you listen to the program on, what city you're listening in. And I'd love to hear from you today. Thanks for joining me. Walk in grace. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.